This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Baraka Nabiyyana Muhammadin wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasleeman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Tonight we have one of those, for me is one of the most beautiful ahadith about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very short, but extremely sweet about the Prophet sallallahu wa sallam alayhi. Hadith number 1847. Hadith number 1847, Riyadh al-Salihin. قال وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان خلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن رواه مسلم. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she said, since the manners of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the conduct of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was entirely according to the Quran. Now that's rough translation. The Arabic text says كان خلق القرآن, his manners was the Quran itself. What does that mean? Let's explain that a little bit. حديث رواه مسلم. But to understand what's the meaning of this hadith when she said the Quran, his akhlaq, his manners, his etiquette, his conduct was the Quran itself. So how, what does that mean? How is that possible? Let's see the context specifically. You see, the context comes from the fact that some people went to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and they asked her about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's manners and conduct and akhlaq. I mean, you guys tell me, is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was he a secretive person? No, he was a public figure, right? You would see him in the masjid, he walked in the streets, he went to the people in the marketplace. He was all over the place. So what are these people asking about? I mean, you could see him in public, you could hear him, you could interact with him normally and naturally. So you should know how the Prophet ﷺ behaves, how the Prophet ﷺ's conduct is. But the question wasn't about this. It wasn't about the Prophet ﷺ, the public figure. That wasn't the case. What these people ask in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is what we are all as human beings assume of ourselves, right? How many of you here can say that you at home are mashallah exactly that you are in public? Because they're smiling, mashallah. What does that mean? You say, yes, I am, or please don't ask the question. Like, I dare any parent to give me their child to ask him, how is mom at home? Or how is dad at home? I dare any parent to say that. Because you would say, you have to coach your children before you give them to anybody to talk about these issues, right? Look, as human beings, unfortunately, we don't have that, you know, the constant and consistent behavior. We're in public, have that public image, that public face, the smiley face, the professional image, you know, the one who's mashallah, everybody's love and care about, blah, blah, blah. In public, one of two things. That's at home, one of two things. Whether you're consistent as much as possible, like alhamdulillah, you have the same demeanor and the same code of conduct at home, or you're that, Allah musta'an, someone who's a whole complete personality, different personality. You go home, your family all hide out immediately. Dad is home, jama'ah. Kids go hide in closets and, you know, your wife goes to pretend sleeping and they just don't want to be around you. Allah musta'an. It's awful. Sometimes the ladies actually, same thing too. So the idea is that it's extremely important that we be genuine and true to who we are. So these people, when they went around asking Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conduct, what were they exactly asking about? They were asking this simple question. Is he at home exactly as he is outside? Like, he's awesome in the masjid. In public with the people, he's amazing. Everybody loved him. Is he as, mashallah, as beautiful, as sweet, as he is? It's the same thing at home right now? So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she wanted to kind of cut this whole conversation short. Instead of defending the Prophet or saying this, or she said, like as if she's telling them, stop it. Don't waste your time on this. Don't try to investigate. Why? Because kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. She was telling him, do you read the Qur'an? The answer is yes. That's one of the narration, actually. That she asked, do you read the Quran? And the person said, yes, I do. She goes, that's his akhlaq. He doesn't fluctuate. He doesn't change. Circumstances do not change the Prophet's awesome behavior. When he deals with people, he deals with them based on whose standard of akhlaq and manners? His or theirs? What standard, Jama'ah? His. And what was the standard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's standard of akhlaq and manners? The top. Allah azza wa jalla acknowledged that, and Allah subhanahu wa taala testified for him. when he said subhanahu wa ta'ala about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Ya Muhammad, you are indeed on a high standard of character. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us his standard is the best, and then Aisha has asked, how was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at home? She said, it's the Quran. So what does the Quran say about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's the best. And what does that exactly mean now in practical terms? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the manifestation of the commandments, whether they're positive or negative, that's in the Quran. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to do in the Quran, he'll be the first to do it. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to stay away from it, he'll be the first to stay away from it. Are we clear on this, Jama'ah? To what level? To the top. To the best. So Allah says, wake up for tahajjud. How much? Says, hold, you know, almost all the night, half, one-third, two-thirds, more or less. How did the Prophet ﷺ do it? Exactly what was mentioned in the Quran. Sometimes he would recite in one rak'ah, but five, six juz, one single rak'ah. Sometimes he makes it shorter. Salawatullah wa salam alayhi. He wake up at the beginning of the night, middle of the night, the late part of the night, he would do it, salawatullah wa salam alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about being charitable, and he was the most generous, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet says about the virtue of reading Quran, he was the first person to do that. So kana khuluqul Quran sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so that how does that translate into our personal lives? It does translate into personal life when we fulfill the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was also mentioned in the Quran for us. So لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You shall find therein in the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the akhlaq, in the conduct of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best example. And what does that exactly mean? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us news about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No. He's given us a hint. He's given us a recommendation. Like, live by his standard. Live by his standard. Brothers and sisters, just a simple message for you. When you deal with people, you deal with them in a manner that suits whose? You or them? You, supposedly. Like, I deal with you based on my standard of character, not their standard of character. Some of us, all the time, when I see people misbehaving, I say, Yahi, why did you say that? Why did you do that? Well, he started it. She started it. So like that sounds like kindergarten behavior, yani, tit for tat. Don't do this. Doesn't matter who started it. What matters is what? Who's going to end it? And you should be the one, when you deal with people, deal with them based on your standard of character, not their standard of character. You don't owe it to them. Being kind and nice and gentle and forgiving, you don't owe it to them. You do it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to yourself. This whole thing that he started, she started it, it's not going to take us anywhere. It is not going to take us anywhere. So if you fulfill the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your akhlaq, with the people, with everybody, you'll be the best inshallah ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, قَالْ لَا تَكُنْ إِمَّعَ لَا تَكُنْ إِمَّعَ. Don't be a copycat. إِنْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسَ أَنْ تُحْسِنُوا وَنَسَاءُ أَنْ تُسِيُوا. That if they do good to you do good to them. If they do bad, you do bad. He said, وَلَكِنْ وَطِّنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Adapt. إِنْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسَ أَنْ تُحْسِنُوا. If they do well, you do better. وَنَسَاءُ. And if they do bad, تَجَنَّبُوا إِسَاءَتَهُمْ. Avoid reciprocating that. Now that's the high standard of character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us some of those who hold on to this standard, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Any questions, Jama'ah? Yes.
The very last thing, avoid what?
Avoid their isa'a, which means don't reciprocate what they've done. Don't do like they did or even worse. Instead, stay at the level of doing good. Wallahu alam. طيب, as you can see, guys, on the screen, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, our community umrah is coming up this Thanksgiving in November. You still have a few months to make your plans, bidnillah azza wa jal. But we have very limited seats. So we have 57, actually, seats only for the community to join us, inshallah. We're going to make this exclusive of YRIC. We did that in the spring, and it was so beautiful, so amazing, alhamdulillah. Very beautiful time for the community to bond together. So far, alhamdulillah, 5 seats already taken, and they move fast. So if you plan to go, you better start your plans, inshallah, right now, and book your seats with us, inshallah, azza wa jal. It's going to be during Thanksgiving. So join us. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.